Blog Talk Radio.
Such an action-packed show today with my co-host, Susan Z. Rich, who I know is just dying to say hello, but you know me with
hello.
My mouth. I've got a whole lot. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
I have so much to inform people, and we've got a whole board, and we've got a lot of people in chat. I want to thank everybody for calling even before we start the show. We appreciate you being with us. we feel like family. We love you. We want you to listen. We want you to like us on Blog Talk and follow us. And the show comes up on your Facebook or your email. If you like us on Blog Talk, it'll tell you when we have our shows, and it'll give you some notice right before the show. But today, oh my goodness, first I'm still tingling from the song that Bon Jovi, Dead or Alive, because you know me, both Susan and I walk in two worlds. I always say I walk in the dead one as well as the alive one, and Susan hates when I say that because she only wants to walk on that alive path. So I'm telling you.
I just don't like it when they touch me.
I love it, girlfriend. Send them on over. So today our show, we have a big action-packed show. I'm going to just give you a little bit of talk here of what we're going to do. And also we have a special guest coming around 2:30. And before I get to her, I'm going to tell you what Susan and I do. My name is Bonnie Albers. Today's show is going to be on the Akashic Records. And don't say Akashic, Susan. It's the Akashic Records with Spirit Communication. And I love that Spirit Communication. And Susan and I both love every part of metaphysics, but this has just been the most interesting, and it just flows so well together, the Akashic Records and the Spirit Communication. Seems like it comes all at once. So we're glad to bring that to you, and we love doing this show. I am Bonnie Albers. I'm a spirit medium. I'm also a nurse. I'm a legal nurse consultant, and I am a counselor. I specialize in counseling and love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues, but my real love is spirit. And you can, you know, that's why both Susan and I love to do this show. We say, again, we walk on two worlds. I walk on the spirit side, and I walk in the physical plane. And I can be reached for any type of counseling. I can be reached for readings. And I also, if you want to just, you know, leave me a note and tell us how much you like the show or what you'd like us to, you know, talk about, you can reach me at balbers714@aol.com. Also, my website, it's still under construction, is Bonnie Albers. I know, -on-air. I love my website, so if you go, take a look at it. I have an old website that's up, BonnieAlbers.com. Please visit that. Also, it'll give you some information about me and how to get a hold of me. I'm going to introduce you to the girl that wrote one of my favorite books, the author of Soul Windows, Secrets from the Divine, which I use in my normal practice, or I should say my physical plane practice, as well as my spirit work.
There's nothing normal about you, Bonnie. Don't try to kid anybody.
Oh, you're right. I'm so sorry. But I am going to introduce you, my dear, dear, dear soul sister. This is Susan B. Rich, who I am honored. I am in awe of, and I want everybody to know this is Susan.
Okay. Are you ready? Are you ready for me?
I'm ready for you, but then wait. Before I am ready for you, I just have to tell everybody. After Susan and I are on, we have a wonderful guest. She's fabulous, fantastic, one of the spirit medium energy workers, light workers. She's an author of many books. That she's a ghostwriter. She's writing her own memoirs. She's so interesting. She's made jewelry from spirit, and she's going to tell you all about herself, and she also is going to take some readings. Her name is Brooke Monfort, and she'll be on at 2:30. Rock and roll with us, because she's a fabulous girl. Go ahead, Susan. You go for it.
Okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Susan Z. Rich. I'm Bonnie's cohort in radio crime. I'm a third-generation. Oh, yes. I mean, we are so lawless.
Yes.
I'm a third-generation Akashic medium, interpreting one soul journey. I have 18 years' experience as a clairaudient, empathic, clairvoyant, and life coach. I'm also a holistic therapist, emotional addiction counselor, recovery hypnotherapist, Reiki master, and energetic seer. I'm the author of the published book, Soul Windows, Secrets from the Divine, which is available on Amazon.com. I wrote the book to clearly show us how our higher self assists us in our life chapters through divine life coaching. You can read more about me from my website, szrwhitewing.com. That's S as in Susan, Z as in zebra, R as in rich, WHITEWINGS.com. I offer self-help. Yes, dear?
I mean, I really want that book. That's the one thing I really couldn't do, and I'm just so in awe. I wish I wrote it. Can you just add my name to, like, the author part?
You'll get there, honey. It's on its way. Oh, for Pete's sake, you had, you got a ghostwriter as a guest star. I mean, you get, I mean, what does that, what does that spirit tell you about that? So,
I anyway, don't know, but I want your book.
I offer self-help hypnosis CDs from my website called Empowered Thinking that addresses imbalanced definitions of self, love, fear of the unknown, and worthiness. You can also contact me for email, Skype, and phone readings on my email address, S as in Susan, Z as in zebra, R as in rich, ICH@AOL.com, SCRich@AOL.com. It's all yours, Bonnie.
Oh, honey, you know what? I just want to tell you that I, you know, I still am jealous that you wrote that book. I will always be, but you know that you're my co-host and my cohort and my co-crime. I will take no credit for the book, but I will tell everybody that you really should read it. I also, and before we go back into taking calls, and, you know, I just am crazy about this book. I also used it for, I had a lecture in Vegas this summer on for a life coaching. And I used it actually in conjunct with what happens hormonally with us. So please, everyone, it's a fabulous book. It's not that much. I've read it three times, and I don't read. So you know that it's got to be a great book, and it'll teach you a lot. And then you'll also know how Susan and I both work. So if you read the book, it'll give you, you know, some great pointers about your life, your kid's life, your mother's life, your grandmother's life, and what's going to happen to you at the end. So, again, I love the book. I just can't tell you enough. I've got a lot of authors coming on. I love their books, too. This one I wish I wrote. So, Susan, before we, you know, I don't even want to be able to talk anymore because we have so many people on the board, and I'd like to get to as many as we can. We love you all. We appreciate that you listen. So let's rock and roll, Susan. The first caller I have, I am going to unmute, is 9992, and I love this girl. Amy?
Oh, hi, dear.
Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Susan.
How are you?
Hi.
How is this? How are you? It's Amy.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Well, I'm sort of good. I did something to my hip. I did something to my hip that I'm trying to undo, but it will be undone.
Well, you know what? I have to tell everybody before Amy starts, and I'm not going to say much, but Amy and I have a show this Thursday. She's a fabulous, fabulous medium psychic mermaid. Come listen to us, 1 to 3, and we're all a big family. So go ahead, Amy, you go for it.
Yep, we're getting the band together again. You're my favorite person to share the air with. But anyway, hi.
Oh, so, thank you.
Yeah, your readings are just beautiful. So
thank you.
Do you want me to tell you something? Like, I remember the last time I listened in, you were asking
What can we do for you today?
You want your Akashic Records, don't you, girlfriend?
Yes, exactly. I didn't know if you were allowed to ask specifically.
Yes. Oh,
Susan,
okay.
Yeah.
Yes,
I'm
definitely.
I'm handing it to you, Susan. Go for it, girlfriend.
Okay. Well, Amy, my standard questions, and to make all our listeners aware and Amy aware of why I ask these questions, is that I do not open anyone's Akashic Records. I'm not allowed. It's because they belong to the soul. But in you answering these questions, I answer 3 questions all the time. What it is that I literally energetically read the opening sequence that you give me permission to open your Akashic Records. So if anyone says, oh, I can open your Akashic Records, no, they can't. It's what you do is that you open them for me as you respond to these to the questions that I ask you. So the first thing that I'm going to ask you is your soul window question is how old you are.
I always get this confused. I'm 56.
56?
Yes, 56.
Okay. Is that 5'6 or 6'6? I have a little consonant.
I'm sorry, 5'6. I was born in 5'7, 5'6.
Okay.
That's
so
the
that
soul window I don't go to.
I know. So you're in Cryon Return, which is the shakeup, when the dreaming soul fully awakens, looks around and says, am I happy? Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Drops off burdens that don't work, starts new plans that maybe been bypassed. Also, if things that have not been addressed completely, where family, childhood, emotional issues, they come up big time. Okay, so that's where you are right now. You've got a couple more years in that window. The second is what do you do for a career?
I'm a writer.
A writer? Okay, what do you write?
I write technical material, not tax law.
Technical as in?
Tax law, Susan.
Tax law. I'm an editor about tax law.
Okay. All right. And what would you consider your gifts? I mean, you know, what is it that you feel is that makes you kind of exceptional where your gifts are concerned?
I think it's claircognizant. I just know stuff.
Okay.
Claircognizance.
What do you do with it?
I'm a hospice volunteer, and I'm just trying to find my, I just use it in all my relationships, but I am, you know, I have a radio show, and I'm working on using it mostly to help people with death and dying.
Okay, so you do share what your information.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as you were talking, the energy of your book open, this is I get this once in a while, but you know, it's always like kind of amuses me when it does. There's kind of like this creaking sound, like that, which means that kind of like rusty hinges there, and a little hesitancy about wanting to delve too deeply into what you actually wrote for yourself, all right? And what that tells me is that because your career as a writer, you, of course, are a communicator, okay? But what you came here to do, you've chosen writing to be able to write what you can't speak, okay? And you have... how do I say? It's not exactly blockages in your throat, but when you communicate, it's like what you're trying to learn in this life is to stay in control of your communications. And what I'm saying about that is that sometimes when you speak, you're present, you're aware. You know exactly what it is that you want to say, but you drift, okay? And then a channeling almost happens with you, like a spirit or a guide or ascended master or whatever. And then you say things sometimes that you aren't even aware that you're saying, and that you don't know where they come from, and you don't remember, okay? And this is your finest gift, okay, but it is also your Achilles heel in what you hide behind, All right. And in your Akashic records, that when I heard that creaking, it means that there's a lot of fear based in the vocal cords. Okay. And that fear mm-hmm. is an imprint from past lives. You've had your, don't touch me. Go.
Oh, I have them here. Yeah. I have them here, Susan. I've got them here all over. I've been doing auto writing.
Lordy.
I've been doing auto writing. So, yeah, hey, I got them.
Yeah. And this past life, the person that just passed touched me is from your past life. And I'm going to say this because this is what I pick up. You've had your throat cut many times in your life, in past life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You've been decapitated. You've had your throat cut. You've been
stabbed. Amy.
Now, I'm sorry but that's what I'm picking up is all this energetic scar tissue around
mm-hmm.
your throat.
Mm-hmm.
Like you've all throat issues, communication issues. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What you need to do in this life was to speak your truth. But you still have all of this fear that if you speak what
yep.
you're truly thinking and feeling, that somehow danger is behind it. And
mm-hmm.
a lot of times when you have spoken your truth, not good things have come from it because of that fear that
mm-hmm.
you have. Okay? So that is what your soul's journey is this time, is to learn to communicate fearlessly and always be in control. It's like you go out of body when you communicate from spirit. Is it because the imprint of those violent and traumatic energies come through your throat and they are able to bypass that where you are not? So, you know, everything that you're about is about fearless communication.
Oh, and Amy,
mm-hmm.
we're going to make you fearless. We're going to make you fearless, girlfriend.
No, it's fascinating because it's fascinating listening to it. I'm getting nauseous. And
I know. You've got some real, real trauma imprints around
yep.
your throat, trauma. You should always try to do Reiki, bring light in there, because you've done pretty good. I mean, you've gotten rid of a lot, but the most brutal of the imprints has to do around male energy, okay?
Yep.
There's a tremendous fear of speaking your truth to male energy. And that is like right at the top of your list, you know, when you're dealing with an aggressive, unfair situation where male energy is trying to, you're learning what your life path is to learn to tell them to go take a hike.
Mm-hmm.
Take power back, go take a hike, you know, like do your worst there, bozo, you know, and you're getting there. And but you really took on a heavy duty karma this time where throat communications, and that's why you chose writing as a help with that. You also have family, soul family things going on with you, because some of your soul family, which would be paternal family, paternal family, children, close friends, several of them were the ones that cut that communication out of you. So you're trying to work that out with them too.
Oh,
wow.
My goodness, Amy. And you know who's here with me. But I'm going to tell you. Go ahead. Susan.
Yeah. Go ahead. Jump in. Because that's Amy.
Oh, yeah.
Amy has...
Oh, because, you know, let me just give you this, and then, Amy, you can ask her questions. But I've been doing auto-writing because that's my new thing. I guess that I've been doing auto-writing. I didn't know what it was. But I have a male spirit, and you know who it is because it's buzzing around.
What a surprise.
And yeah. But I'll tell you, I finally know why he's buzzing around, and this is so cool. This is what he said to me. She loves me so much, I couldn't handle it. I love her. I had to be better. I don't know what that means. And I love you.
I know what that means.
Really, I said, I love you. I couldn't show that while I was here. It was too late. And I'd love to be small, which is why he comes in, you know, what are they called? Superflies. What are they called again? A firefly. No, what are they called?
A dragonfly.
So that you could love me right off the bat. And then it said that she communicates with, when you were saying about communicating in her throat, he said, she communicates with me a lot. And he wants you to know that love is eternal. It's not here on earth. And he said about somebody, and you're going to know who it is I brought him and she couldn't hold him. She was scared it wasn't me. And those are the messages that he gave
me. Mind your own business.
Well, I just had, you know, I don't know if you wanted anybody to know, but, you know, that's what he had said. And what the neat thing is, Amy, that really, really was cool with me is that I always wondered why he came as a firefly or a dragonfly, because I love dragonflies. I just never think about them. And he said right then and there that he came because he knew if he came as a big giant ogre that you would be really scared. But that he came as a firefly because he knew you'd love him immediately. And that's why he came here as a firefly, as a dragonfly. So I have always wondered that, haven't you?
I haven't really wondered, but it certainly makes sense. I mean, I do know that before he started coming to me directly, he went to all these other people, some people he didn't even know. You know, they were just people I knew from other parts of my life that happened to have this gift that had never even told me. You know, I wasn't even, you know. So, yeah. Everything you said about that makes sense. And, you know, unlike so many other widows who feel this great sadness that they're, you know, prefer him dead. It's easier to love dead. We'll say that way.
I think he said that love is eternal, so and everlasting, but it's not here on earth.
Yeah, and I mean, it's already said. I mean, it was very clear that healing was going to require him to leave his body, and real soon after he died, you know, I almost felt him going through the life review and knew that healing had taken place. And as sad as I might get, you know, just because I was bored or lonely or wasn't having sex or whatever the case may be, you know, I find great comfort in them. But
I know, and I know you miss him, Amy. Absolutely know you miss him. And I know you put on a good, I know you miss him, put it that way. And I know you wished, you didn't so much wish he was here because I don't think the relationship on this earth was what either one of you wanted. It was so heavy duty and then so not heavy duty. So I believe that I understand, but I do know that you miss him and he misses you. And I think that that was the karmic tie you both had, like Susan, you know, opens your Akashic records.
No,
that you both had.
Records makes, you know, really makes sense on so many, you know, makes sense on so many things, you know. Point you brought up, like it was, is super heavy duty, you know, all of this history, and if there's been one thing, I've been through all of it. I guess you'd call it courage, you know, I just keep forging ahead, you know, like I'm courageous about it, but
Oh, yeah. You've always been courageous, Amy. Always been courageous.
Yeah.
It's just that it was like, for whatever reason, you know, the soul writes the path, but sometimes the emotional imprint of fear gets so heavy on the soul when it reincarnates that it forgets how that God spark within them. And you, and literally, you have several lifetimes of being ganged up on. I mean,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it still like, plays out. It still,
yeah,
plays out. I'm better at it.
That out. Yeah. But it's emotional brutality versus a physical brutality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And then really interestingly, now you'd never believe this, but until I was like in college, I barely spoke.
Oh, wow.
Because my fear was so, you know, and a lot of people don't believe it because I'm pretty outspoken now, but I barely spoke. Like a lot of people, like when I went to my high school reunion, someone thought my husband was the graduate and I was just a spouse because I was just, I made myself invisible. I was very good at making myself invisible.
Yeah, it's
well,
all
Amy,
the communication.
We're so proud of you, Amy, and you know I love you, girlfriend, and you
well,
are
this
going
was
to do
beautiful.
It
this was very, very, this is very, very informative. It's very, very validating, and I really appreciate your gift and your time.
Oh, we're
thank
so glad
you,
we could like shed some
we
light
love you,
on.
Honey.
Yes.
Yeah, no, immensely. I don't feel, I mean, I
well,
feel really sick right now, but I feel good knowing this information.
Good.
A little overwhelmed.
Well, good. We love you, Amy. I'm going to mute you, but I love you, and we'll
perfect.
Talk to you soon, and soon you're going to be talking to everybody. So I am going
yeah.
to go to the next caller. I love Amy. She's a sweetheart. I am going to go to the next caller, and the next caller is going to be, I just, some of the numbers I'm looking, because, here we go, is 9806. I am unmuting you. Hi, 9806. Who am I speaking with today? Hello? Okay, well, I think they just dropped the call, so I'm going to go to the next.
Must have been one of those spirits.
They were just listening and really was really shocked at what we said.
Yeah, they haven't figured out how to use a cell phone yet.
Oh, and you know what? Come to me. I'll teach you. So now we've got 2332. You are on. Who am I speaking with? Hello? 2332.
Hello?
You're on. Amanda?
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello? I can hear you. Can you hear us?
I can hear you guys.
Oh, good.
Yes, we are so happy. I don't know Amanda, and she's from our Facebook friends, and she asked if, you know, you were going to be on, Susan, because she read your book. I know that Amanda is very excited to talk to you.
Yes, I'm very excited. So I was just wanting to have the opportunity to talk to you guys, and, you know, I'm looking 2014 as a year of great changes and stuff like that, and just wanted to see if you guys could help me out with that and what you saw and what I could do to improve myself and go from there.
Well, I'll tell you, Amanda, would you like to, Susan, to open your Akashic records first?
Please.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, because that's what I was going to ask you. Did you want me to do that, or did you want to ask a specific question about 2014? Where do you want to start?
The records, please.
Okay. Amanda, how old are you? What soul window are you in?
I'm 35, so the fourth one.
35? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. 35, as you have read the book, is when we start coming out of young girl ways and start really kind of reevaluating our life in terms of making adult choices. And as in when we choose mates in previous Soul Window, he's cute. He drives a great car. He's got pretty eyes. And this is the Soul Window where we start looking at, it's like, you know, where's my career going? Am I ready to have kids if you haven't had them already? I'm looking to get married. Is this guy going to be a good provider? Is he going to be a good father? So that's kind of the window that you're in right now. What is your career?
I work in IT. So I work for a bank doing technical support for them.
Okay, so when you say tech support, do you work with computers or?
I do. I work with computers. I talk to people all day long, and, you know, they call in a panic and they can't get their computers fixed, so I work it through them.
Okay. And what would you consider your finest gifts?
You know, I really don't know. It just seems like, for me, this year just seems like an awakening. I'm just kind of learning who I am, and, you know, I've never really kind of thought about it, you know?
Oh, okay, well, let me rephrase that. What do you like about yourself?
You know, I'm a nurturer, and I just like to get along with people, and I guess I'd say I'm a nurturer more than anything, and just try to please everybody, which kind of gets me into trouble, trying to be a people pleaser.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
I know about that.
You know where I'm going with this, don't you, Donnie? Okay, here, as you were talking and your book opened, I heard this roar of I am all that, okay? And what that tells me here is that your finest quality in this life is your humbleness, and of course your Achilles heel on that is that you are a pleaser, okay? You show in your past lives, what I picked up with that roar about is that you were big, okay? A big life, big attention, very selfish, okay? Very self-centered, kind of a let them eat cake. Not royalty. I'm not picking up royalty, but a lot of power. Male energy is coming through. So it was like the roar of power, roar of a lion. You know, when you spoke, people trembled, okay? And in this lifetime, what you wrote for yourself is to be on the other end of that, okay?
And I was just going to say, I'm the complete opposite of that.
That's right. And that's what you wrote for yourself, in order to experience being roared at, okay? But the thing is that you came in here. We always write in a safeguard, especially when we're trying to correct a ego imbalance. And you've lived a couple lives of what they call an ego imbalance, and that is that it's all about the money, all about the power, all about the control, all about the status, all about me, okay? And most of them were male, one or two female. Basically you're, and usually what we do is we do three or four lives of, you know, to really get the feel of it, and then the soul go, okay, that's enough. You know, it's like we need to correct this before, you know, this gets to be too big of an imprint on. So you do a complete, like you mask it and lock it. But those imprints are still there. And that's why you feel a lot of outrage in this life. You feel a lot of sense of injustice in this life. You feel invisible in this life, that people are not hearing what you have to say, and you specifically wrote your life.
I've got spirit
soul
around here.
Your life soul. Like this so that you could listen to other people for the first time in quite a few lifetimes, all right? Now, Now, your tools to do this, okay, is that you're a fabulous schmoozer. You know what I mean by that?
I do.
Are you talking about me?
No, well, we'll tell everybody about you later.
Okay.
And that's why you do what you do, is that because if you get somebody on the phone and go, blah, 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 you go, oh, yes, I know, wait, it's like we can help you. It's like just, you know, let's talk it through. And before you know them, you got them eating out of your hands, okay? That's the gift that you were given to fend off the bullying, okay? And you designed it that way, but what you're here to learn is a balance of gentle assertiveness, okay, and the ability to listen without judgment.
Great.
And
you know,
it feels like you're doing a pretty good job of it, I have to say. The only thing that this is going to come with age and wisdom more, because you still have that youth thing going on, and it's like that lion roars up with you, and you may be like smiling and going, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. But underneath your breath and in your mind, you're going, racha, 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 like that. Yeah, and you're working on learning how to let go of that energy in this life.
This is what I've always. It makes sense, but it just seems like at this point, I really haven't had a voice, and at this point in this year, it just feels like I've just kind of been saying yes to everybody and not saying, well, no, well, what about me? Because I don't want to do that kind of thing, and so it's just for me feeling like my heart's just pressing on me to just be, you know, don't let people run me over anymore kind of thing. So,
well, you haven't come into the window yet where everything that I have just said to you is going to roll over you like a Mack truck. Okay. You're still, trying to, find your wings. Okay. Of like, well, am I that? Well, but she says I'm that. But, you know, well, you know, I can't be that. You know, you're way too attached to the good opinion of others, okay? And that is affecting your ability to find your authentic self. That's getting – by the time you hit 42 and 43, that's all going to change completely.
Yeah, can I
go
jump
ahead,
in here?
Yes.
I gotta jump
please.
In here. See, my mouth is getting dry, so I've got to jump in here. I've had a spirit with me the whole time. And this spirit's pretty strong, and it's so funny, Susan, because you were saying royalty, you didn't feel it's royalty, and that's exactly what came through. I have this woman here who stands up like royalty, but I don't feel she's royalty. So I feel, oh, my goodness, she's here. I feel like it's either a grandmother or a great-grandmother. This is what she's passed by me in my auto-writing, and I'd like you to hear it before I make any comments. But she strokes your hair, and she's very proud of you. And she said, you are always a good little girl. And something about health food. So I don't know if you eat health food or you eat healthy, or maybe she wants you to eat healthy, but she's bringing up the health food. And you never gave us a problem. We taught her to be quiet. There was never any problems that she gave. And the feeling I have from her is her neck is straight up. So to me, that's the royalty part, whoever this woman was or is to you was very she was quiet, she was refined, and she was very elegant. So that, I don't know that it's royalty, but that's what comes through. And that's what she's been here with me. And she said that there is a boy, when you were talking about a boy, She said, there is a boy coming. And you know, I do all that, and I was just ready to jump in and tell you that I'm going to help you do it. But what she said, and I still want you to do it because it'll change the energy that you have, but you have very calming energy. You have a really sweet energy, even though underneath I understand that it's not, you know, it's almost too calm for you. Mm-hmm. But what this lady is saying, and I don't know if you know who she is that you're going to meet him at some type of service. Now, I don't really see, I don't know if it's, I don't know what you are, or, you know, whether it's like a, you know, like a spiritual thing or a service that you're going to do something for someone, but I hear that you're going to meet this boy at a service, some type of service. Either you're going to be there, he's going to be there, and I kind of see candles. I'm not quite sure what that is. But I do want to tell you, Amanda, that I'm a big person, and Susan knows that, for online dating. And I will tell you why, and you can answer whatever you want. It changes the energy of how you and other people feel about you. So are you on any type of online dating?
I have been, but I've never had good results with it as far as in the past.
Do you have a wedding to go to, like in the spring or the summer that you know of?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. Because when you were talking about the candles and everything, it was like I picked up like that it could possibly be invited to the wedding and maybe the reception or something like that. Yeah.
Well, you know what? My skin is just glowing. I've got this woman over on top of me so much. So you're probably right. It's probably something that she's been going to be invited to, some type of service, some type of, and it's. I just see candles, but you know, I mean, Amanda, I'm really big with energy changes, and Susan knows that. So it doesn't matter that you haven't had any luck, and some of the times the reason you haven't had any luck is because of your front page. And you know, I talk about it, and I won't have time today, but I can help you do that, your profile page, because most people who have a profile page have done it totally backwards. So if you read
I belong to one, and some of them are awful.
Yeah. So I'll tell you, I had a friend, and I won't give his name on air, but when I went down to talk to him, and he goes, "Oh, I can't believe this. I'm going to put my profile on." And I said, "Yeah, let me read it." After getting done reading it, I said to him, "If I was single, I would run. I wouldn't date you. I wouldn't look at you. I would not do anything." And I I reported him. And I changed that day his profile. He wrote it, but I told him what was wrong. And he had 4 dates within that week. And he loved every one of the dates he had. So please listen to me. And you can either go back to my archives and how to date, or you can I can give it to you really briefly. It's fast, it's quick, and you can go listen to it on the archive. But first of all, you want to put at the top, and there's like no time to really say, but what you put on there is no divorce. No, I'm so sorry. There's no married men, no men that are really not married, but they're still living with their wife because they can't afford to get a divorce. Living with their girlfriend, but they're just separated, but they can't afford to split. Or, oh, we're just friends, and we're living together to split the expenses. None of that. They're not ready. You're not ready. So there at the top, that's the only part of the negative part, which is not negative. It's just telling what you don't want. And then you go into a couple paragraphs about you. Nothing like, here's a good example of what this guy put. He put, if you're a smoker, don't apply. Well, you know what? There's a better way to say that, because you know that's negative. So as soon as somebody who maybe smoked or was thinking about giving it up or is a really nice guy, and I don't want to say this about my husband because he will probably, he'll probably, I don't want to say die because Susan won't like it, but he probably would live to laugh at me. But 30-something years ago, he smoked, okay? And I hated smoking. And I said to him on the first date, if you're going to smoke, I'm not going to be available. But I didn't not go out with him, and he stopped smoking. So, you know, don't put negative things in your profile of what you don't want. Put what you like. So you want to say, hi, I'm Amanda. I love Italian food. I love going to old classic movies. I really enjoy rock and roll. My favorite part of a weekend is I like lighting candles and snuggling and watching TV. And I love going to Starbucks, my favorite place for coffee. You have just
I date you.
All we need is that I
love long walks on the beach and moonlight.
But wait a minute, you remember I told you you can't date somebody and put that on, and remember I always go through what you don't want to put is, I want a man who loves the beach, who will walk on the beach with me and gaze at the moon with me. Because this is what you will get, Amanda.
Long
you will
walks
get
on the beach in the moonlight.
No job, an alcoholic who drinks while he's walking. You have asked, it was too vague. But you, the next couple statements you're going to make is what you want about him, and you make it nice. I want somebody that loves to cook, or if you don't love to cook, would love to learn with me. I would love you to take, I would love to find a movie buff, and if you watch sports, all the better. You know, anything that is positive, it makes somebody feel good. You don't start with negative, and you have to change your picture every 3 months. I don't care if you look the same. Your hair might be different. Your clothes might be different. You might smile differently. It might attract somebody that really wasn't looking to begin with. And if you say, oh, well, I don't want somebody who'd just look at my picture. Oh, honey, that's what they all do, and I would do it too. You all attract what you want. So, it's not always, you know, right. And people that you know that you could get to know first, you overlook the look. But when you're looking on a profile
picture,
well,
that's how we visually implement, honey. That's it's like how we, because if you're when you look at a picture, it's like if the facial features are somewhat the same as yours, you know, wide cheekbones, high nose, wide set apart, you know, full lips or whatever, and it's like long neck or what you can see, it's like you visually imprint from that picture. So, yeah.
And make sure that you keep it update. You certainly don't want somebody. I've had this happen. My cousin, I have so many people I know that married, met, and have been still married on Match.com, eHarmony, and the rest that I can't even tell you. And some of them won't ever tell you until you finally say something. And they say, oh, I met my wife or husband 19 years ago on Match.com. I have so many clients like that that it also, if you don't meet him or her there, it changes the energy. And if you haven't dated in a while, it helps you practice, girls and boys. So I believe in it so much. I hope somebody from all those places hear me, because if you listen to how to make a profile and exactly what you're using it for, you won't be disappointed. So, Amanda, go listen to this again and try it. Just try it.
I will.
I do think you're going to. Yeah, I do think you're going to meet somebody. You're not meant to be alone. This boy that I see, and I don't know how much you're going to love this, but he's just like you. So I'm hearing that he's really sweet, he's really nice, and he's really chill, and he really cares. He's going to love you like you would love him, but not the underneath boiling stuff. So you're going to find a really good guy. Okay?
Perfect. All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciated this today. This is just great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Thanks.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. I am so excited. I loved her. She was a Facebook. She friended us on Facebook. She asked if she could, you know, come in today. And because she's read the book and because she said such wonderful things, and we love all of you in chat and all of you listeners, just drop me a line on Facebook. Let me know, and I can at least give you a time if you've been trying to get on. So the next caller is 9806. 9806, you are on with us. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Catherine.
Hey,
hi, Catherine.
How are you today?
Good.
I'm great. I'm great, Catherine, because, see, I'm upstairs and you're downstairs. I'd like to introduce everybody to my new personal assistant. She helps me in chat. She helps get you all on. She helps come over the show. Susan, this is Kat. Kat, this is Susan.
I'm trying. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I know, Kat. Pat, I know you want Susan to open up your Akashic Records, right?
I do.
You go by Kat
go for
or Catherine?
It.
It's Catherine, but all my friends call me Kat.
Okay. And how old are you, Kat?
43.
Right. So you immediately picked that up. I am now your friend. Right.
Yes.
Okay, you're 40?
43.
43. Okay. Okay. Well, you are in that window. You've been in that window for a couple of years where letting go of all your young girl ways, grown-up woman choices, reevaluating choices that you made when you were a young girl. And it's kind of when wisdom sets in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good age. It also, youth issue starts creeping up on us that we begin to realize that, you know, oh, my God, I'm like, you know, the first time maybe we get called ma'am, which really pisses us off. And
drives me crazy.
Yeah, it's like, excuse me, you know. And what do you do for a living?
I'm in the mortgage business, and I also work in a sports bar part-time.
In a what? Sports
bar? In a sports bar. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Part-time, 2 days a week, just extra money.
Okay. Okay. And what would you consider your gifts or what you really like about yourself?
I think I have like a lot of discernment in my life. I kind of see through people and things right away. I feel like I've been stuck for the past few years. But I guess my strength would probably be discernment.
Okay.
Well, can I ask a question? I know I'm psychic, but what does the word discernment mean?
What is what?
Can you explain? Because I don't know that all the listeners would know, Kat. Because I get caught up in that word. Please describe what you mean by discernment.
Discernment would be reading situations and feel like getting feelings about something that are usually always true.
It's another word for divination.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. it's basically when you use your sense of self like a divining rod.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. The first thing that it actually happened when Bonnie asked about, you know, can you tell me what divinement meant, is that your book opened up, and the first thing is that I heard this, and this is sending them right over to you, Bonnie.
I have them. Don't worry.
I know. I heard this. It's like, oh, you are not using your gifts. Okay.
Oh, I think I told her that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have past life imprints of coven. Okay. You have past life imprints of rabbi.
Okay.
And you have past life imprints of Gaelic druid. And also a past life imprint of I'm going to guess Lemuria. Okay?
Okay.
Does this make any sense to you?
What is Lemuria?
Lemuria is we have Atlantean, which is was the energy of complete power and raised the bar to the top. Lemuria was about
a continent of study, of teaching, of healing, of philosophy. So,
okay.
I'm getting chills all over that.
Yes, but very connected to Atlantean, but they were like the philosophical version of Atlanteans. Okay.
Yes.
And you carry all of these imprints, and when you hit to be about 46, maybe 47, all of this is going to explode on you. What you do with it, it's opening up quickly now. But what your life is about, of course, it's supposed to be of service. You are now. We use the term light worker. We throw it out there, you know, rather casually, in terms mm-hmm. of that of you know that we show the light to other people of you know mm-hmm. To lead the path. But
okay.
I'm not picking that up about you when I. When I say that you are of service, it's like I'm picking up more of a teacher, okay, a philosophical teacher, that
okay.
you have the ability to see through the bullshit, okay, of most people, makes you a mm-hmm. good bartender or waitress, you know, and this philosophical gauge that you have is to help you to help people help themselves. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I have that same imprint, so I recognize this. When this starts opening up for you, what you've written for yourself is to be a way shower, a teacher, forefront. All of these things that I'm picking up here, this divination that you have is it's about being a teacher of new ways of life. So you're going to start in about another 2 or 3 years, start really getting interested in learning. New ways to open people's energy, to open their mind, to energetically teach a person how to do what you do. Okay, and so the path that you show. I keep on hearing philosophical teacher is basically the path that you've chosen for yourself. You've had a couple past lives of being teacher, but there's also some lives of persecution. Like you were living behind a wall. You may have had, I'm hearing ghetto wall, okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing too. Like Berlin, Berlin, Poland,
you may have been a rabbi in the Holocaust, is what I'm picking up.
Yeah.
Don't touch.
He's over here. Come on. All right.
Really. So that gives you an idea of kind of the path that you've chosen, is that to bring comfort, to bring awareness, but mostly to teach people to be brave in times of fearful happenings. And the fact that you're in the mortgage business, and you know, mortgage business is terrifying right now. I mean, when it started going south, you had to be crazy, you know. And it's like,
right.
but to be able to calmly walk somebody through the process. Now, it used to be it was exciting and everything. Now people are terrified because
mm-hmm.
of what happened to the housing market.
Right.
So, you know, you've chosen an interesting career that falls right in line with that. But as far as the metaphysical, you're going to start leaning more and more towards that in a couple years. But it will start with your desire to learn. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then become a teacher. Like if you're begin to learn something like, say, Reiki, okay, you become a Reiki master and you teach it. Anything that you learn will take you to a teaching level.
Oh, my goodness. I have such spirit here. Susan.
Okay. Well, before you do that, okay, is Kat, you have anything to say? Because once Bonnie starts, you know you can't keep her quiet. So.
Well, guess what, Susan? I think that we lost Kat. So I'm just going to say, yes, oh, my goodness, I don't know what happened. I mean, I really don't know what happened because she was right on the board, and I can't figure it out. But I don't know. I didn't do it, because that's just not me. I will tell. Let me read it.
Yeah, when
you
got that
Kat?
Much energy going on, yeah, we have tech issues. It doesn't surprise me. So go ahead, Bonnie. Finish.
Okay, well, oh, my goodness. Well, her father's here, or it's a man that I know is her father, and only because I could feel him. And what he is saying is, Kat, that you helped me cross over, not from the spirit side, but from the human side. And I wish I could have showed her now as much as I loved her. She takes after me and my side of the family, of course, because I think that he's telling me or showing me actually the long lines of spirit people in his family. Susan?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Okay. And I think I didn't want to lose you either. So
no, you're not going to lose me. I'm here.
Okay. So and he said that she was put here for me, and I was supposed to teach her. So I don't think that happened because he said that it was that he had a that and the druid part is from the father imprint. He said because he heard you talking, and he was all over the Lemuria. And that she is a teacher and a scholar, or was a teacher and a scholar. And he wanted to teach her before his death, but she was really too scared. Even though she didn't say it, he could tell. So he's really happy that she's heard this because he knows that's what's coming. And I think because this is a weird situation that she got in here with us, that this would maybe be the way she actually understands and opens up a little bit, because you'd have to be in our show, right, Susan?
True.
Yeah,
you got to have a little bit of a bizarre imprint there somewhere along in your soul family.
Oh, honey, yes, they do. I'm going to take the next caller because I don't see her back on the board, and I am going to take that. I'm going to take. 0328, you're on. Hi,
hi, Susan.
Hi, how are you? Who are we speaking with?
This is Martha.
Hi, Martha. How are you today?
It's okay. I've been suffering with migraines, but it's a calmer day today than it's been.
Migraines is usually headache, and then if you really look at headache, you have to go into that healer book, because I think I have it, and it tells you why, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, you get migraines, but it really doesn't make a difference for people who have migraines, because they're really, really suffering. We're sorry,
yeah.
But
thank you.
You're welcome. How can we help you today?
Well, Miss Amy told me to call, and she told me what was going on today for the record, so I just thought I'd call.
Okay, so I think, Susan, what she's asking for is her Akashic records open, right, Martha?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, Martha. How are you? Sorry about the headache.
Okay. It's okay.
Yeah. How old are you? What soul wind are you in?
47.
37?
47.
47. Okay.
You can tell me back 10 years, though, if you want.
Well, you know what? You know what, Martha? I wouldn't even have answered. I would have said, yes, I'm in the 37. I'm 37 because it's a different window. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Unfortunately, yeah. I earned the last decade.
Yeah. Well, you know, what happens is if you don't give me the right age, then something's going, what? This doesn't feel right, you know? Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. You haven't hit cry on return yet, okay, but you're moving down like a freight train on it, okay? Cry on return is that big soul window people call midlife crisis, midlife awakening, where we reevaluate our whole life. The soul completely awakens and looks around, and there is a direct communication with your higher self, and some major life coaching starts happening at 40. You are in your 48th year, which means that you've got your toe in the water, okay? And we always feel that little kind of, you know, oh, is it going to be cold? Is it going to be warm? What's getting ready to happen? You have a sense of uneasiness or melancholy or dissatisfaction or something, okay? So that's kind of where you are right now at this particular age. And what do you do for a career?
Actually not right now. I'm home with my kids. We'll say retired.
Okay. What did you do?
I did two things. I worked for a newspaper and I taught school.
Okay, so you're a teacher.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and what would you consider your finest qualities and things that you like about yourself?
Well, they're actually completely opposite, but I would say my biggest spiritual gift would be seeing to someone's heart and soul.
Say that again?
Seeing inside someone.
Okay.
Like seeing their heart and soul, like
okay.
cutting through the humanity.
Okay. And what do you do with that?
Well, I help people. I've always helped people. I remember back to the age of 2, and just seeing someone having a bad day, I would smile at them or try and make them laugh to make them feel better, just whatever I could.
Bingo.
To make it different.
You don't need me. Let's move on, Bonnie.
Well, thanks a lot.
No, I was
okay.
One of those, Susan. Okay, I got you.
Just kidding. Okay. Martha, the first thing, I have I'm very visual and very creative. And so, you know, my spirit guides show me movie clips, and the Akashic Records is no different for me. They always give me this like little Disney visual to give me an idea of what it is that I'm looking at, you know. And when your book opened, it was like a Disney cartoon. It was like, you know, hearts came out of it, and, you know, swirly little purple things and stars and, you know, okay. Yeah, well, you know, it's not my book. It's yours.
Stars. Excuse me, but the stars are mine, Martha. I'm sorry. You can't
I don't think
stars
so.
Back.
I don't think so.
So basically, this tells me about what your soul wrote for yourself in this life, life journey, is that one of your gifts when you say you tap into the heart and soul, I'll give you another name for it. It's called being empathic, okay?
Right.
You feel for everyone. Whether it's and that's not just the humanity, right on down to the smallest creature, you feel any type of injustice or anything. And it's like being a teacher, you are an unusual, it feels like that you, I don't want to say broke the rules a lot, but you were kind of like a nonconformist teacher. And that's because you actually really, really did see who you were teaching, not just this is your assignment, blah, 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 blah. Okay. And you put yourself in that kind of life journey. What your whole life is about is to bring compassion to every situation that you're involved with. And the interesting thing about this journey that you wrote for yourself is that it doesn't feel like that you were given much compassion when you were growing up. And
no.
You put yourself into that situation so that you could consciously make the decision, this is how I do not want to be. Okay, so you want to thank your soul family who contributed to that learning lesson for you, because you always have to remember that when we make those soul journeys, that if we come in with a cold or abusive or unkind parent, that means that our parents had to create a living and soul situation to endure that also, to be able to pass it genetically on to you. So that is about conditional soul love for our family. Now, the reason that you chose this life of sharing compassion, okay, is that when I tap into a few of the lives that you've had before, is that you've got a lot of martyr energy, okay? Now, see, you know, a lot of people think that karmic thing is like, well, she did a life of compassion, then she must have been a real SOB when she was, you know, in her last life. Not so, okay? You have a lot of imprint of martyr energy, meaning that gave your life up for someone else. You gave your food to someone and you starved. You stayed on the sinking boat and let the last person, and I'm picking up, wow, Titanic, wow.
It's funny you say that.
You gave your seat up for a child, don't touch me. Okay, all right. So that's the energy that you carry in this life. You are a nester. Okay, it's all about making people feel loved and cared for and comfortable in their skins. That's your life journey. The power of your life, sir, is to remember to place yourself first.
Right.
Because you've experienced a few lifetimes of being last on the list, and lovingly so. There was no resentment, no fear. It was like, this is the right thing to do, okay? But this lifetime, you are now trying to, this is the start of you now trying to shake that imprint and saying, now there are instances that I have to put myself first. So during your life, you have been in many, many situations where it's been a difficult decision, them or me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, when you hit about 56 or 57, you don't be at all surprised if in dream visions you're going to start having flash bomb these martyr lives in order for you to be able to see it's time to let them go.
I think I had someone when I was young.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt.
I think that's
any
fabulous. I'm going to
go ahead, sweetie.
No questions.
If I don't let you talk pretty soon, you're going to start beating me up. Oh, go ahead.
Well, one is, and we have a guest star that's on the line, and she, Susan, wants to talk to you, too. It's going to be a surprise. I know she's not expecting this, but Brooke also wants you to open up her Akashic Records, and then she's going to read for people. So, Martha, if you're looking for a reading from Brooke, too, she is fabulous. But let me just tell you what I got, Martha. I've got to tell you something. I had, I feel an emptiness around you. It's not an emptiness that you show people. It's the weirdest thing. It's like if you had a person and then you had air around and then you had other things. So which tells me, and it's a symbol for me, I guess, a new symbol for me, that it means that I feel like you engage, but you're not really, but you're empty. And I don't mean that you feel empty about other people. It's a kind of emptiness about everything, but you're engaged. I can't explain it because I can feel it. And I'll tell you what I got. You absolutely, and the reason is I think you have to put, and I guess it's the air or water between you and people that you have to put there, because if you're in an empath, and that's what it is, you can't, if you do absorb all of their feelings, you wouldn't really be able to have your own. So I think you put like a, I don't know if you, and I'm sure you're aware of it, as empathic and intuitive as you are, that there is you're surrounded by something that protects you, and in that, it from all of that, I'm getting such chills, from all of that feeling. And so it makes you a little devoid of feeling, even though people don't see that. Also, I have a spirit here who's also, the spirit is showing me, I mean, they were here, and it was a female. And what she said is that she's a bigger woman. I don't know if she's bigger than you, but she's a bigger woman. And she said, yes, she does. When the way she was talking about, Susan was talking to you about, we just need to hang up and let you do your thing. And, she's saying it has not been easy for you, and that, you don't do great in love, for some reason. You can't do it. For yourself, go ahead.
I didn't hear what you said. She said that I don't.
She said that you don't do great in love. That you can't do it for yourself. You can't really do it for yourself, but you do it for others. So, which means to me that the love of yourself is maybe protected, and you help others to avoid really, really having that great thing for yourself. And that's kind of what she's showing me. She also has a rolling pin in her hand. So I'm assuming, and an apron. So whoever this was in your life, or if, or even spirit, she has something to do with cooking, nurturing, food. She's holding that rolling pin up and shaking it at me. So I don't know if anybody in your family
just don't hit me over the head.
She keeps coming.
Hey, you just pissed so many spirits off, Bonnie. I mean, for Pete's sake.
I guess because I make them wait. So, that's the only thing. But anyway, I hope that you write this down or go back in archives, because she's so with me. And she knows what you're going through. And she's, like I said, she's just, it's the funniest thing I've ever seen, shaking that rolling pin at me. The last guy hit me in the head with a baseball cap. Do you remember that, Susan, in the last thing?
Yeah.
The girl couldn't tell. Yeah, so please just don't hit me with the rolling pin. But she's letting me know for you that they love you and that they all are with you, that the water around you, I mean, they're just showing me water around you, and then the world. So I would imagine that's your protective cover so that you don't get hurt or that you don't feel as much. But she's saying, we are here, we love you, and you have been loved. So that's you know, maybe part of that
if
Titanic.
If I can give you a real quick insight, I think the water around me, I think they are putting there to protect me.
Yeah. Oh, probably. Yeah. Because that wasn't matter who put it, you or them, you're being protected by it, and your
right.
feelings aren't coming through. So, yeah, I totally see that. So, I just can only tell you when I see the, you know, when I see
right.
the scene, you have to be the one to interpret it because it's your message,
right,
not
right,
mine.
Right.
So, yeah, that's mm-hmm. why. I mean, mm-hmm. I gave this lady, and then I'm going to have to pick Brooke up, but I gave this lady a baseball cap. And I said, I've got a guy here with a baseball cap. No, my father does. Mm-hmm. Da, 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 da. And I loved it because she was just like me. I did the same thing when I went to a medium. And then she goes, oh, but, you know, we had a lot of baseball caps in my home. And I'm like, I can only give you. And then her, whoever it was, and I can't tell you, hit me on the head with the baseball cap to tell her, you know, to just keep at it and at it. So this is kind of what this woman is doing with the rolling pin. She's rolling that pin at me. So she does want you to know who she is. She does want you to find her. And she wants you to know that she comes in love and grace and happiness. But she's more of a, what I see is where the other woman came, remember I told the last caller, came as elegant, pristine, you know,
right.
that kind. She's coming in like a kitchen outfit. Like she's a bigger, she's got a white apron, and she's banging that thing at me. So which makes me think that she's of service, like probably you, and she has something to do with maybe, you know, they show you grandmothers that, you know, that cook a lot or a great grandmother, mm-hmm. but whatever it is, she was of service to you. So she loves you, she's with you. And I hope that you listen to this and you can, like, go back to the archives and see, you know, what you can, you know, get out of it because I know it's quick. So, Martha, we love you. I've got to pick up Brooke. Call us back, and I will pick you back up if you, you know, want to. So I'm just going to mute you, okay?
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a great day.
Yeah,
oh,
bye, Martha.
I'm so happy. I mean, I am so happy because I'm going to pick up my dear Brooke.
Yay! Hi, Bonnie.
Hey, Brooke. I am
Hi.
So, Susan.
Hi, Brooke.
Hi, I'm gonna.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, Brooke. I'm
Hello.
So excited.
Hello, ladies.
Oh, I'm so excited. Everybody stay on the lines. We've got Brooke in the house, and she's so fabulous. And though I want Susan, this is kind of a like guest reading. So I wanted Susan to open Brooke's Akashic Records, and then Brooke's going to open all kinds of things for our callers. So, and Brooke is going to explain what she is. Brooke, before you do that, I'm going to let Susan open your Akashic Records, and we'll go to you, and you can explain to everybody. You're just so interesting. I don't even know how much time you're going to have to tell them all the wonderful, fabulous things you do. But I'm assuming you do want your Akashic Records open. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay, Susan, go
yeah.
for it, girlfriend.
Yeah.
That sounded awful hesitant, you know. I was like, oh, do I really want to do this? Hi, Brooke, how
well,
old are you?
Yeah. Listen, I always get a little nervous when I'm talking to spirit, you know. I always yeah. anticipate getting a scolding. I am 59.
59?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, well, you are in that soul window of cry and return, and if you've been listening, I don't have to go through the whole thing. I'm going to try to get right to this. What do you do for a living?
I work in communications. I work with authors and filmmakers and screenwriters, and I write almost anything anyone needs if they pay me.
Okay.
I'm a writer.
Yes. Communication here. And you would say that what is what you love about yourself and your finest gifts?
Yeah, my ability to express something in a way that captures the heart of it.
Okay. Okay, the first thing that I pick up from your Akashic record, they're showing me Harlequin masks. I love the whole creative visual thing here. And right, it's like, and what that tells me here
is that you are a writer, and you have been for a few lives, and it comes easy to you. You're like a chameleon when it comes to your writing. You have your own style, but it's not strong. In other words, you can, as you write, it would be difficult if you would lay a dozen pieces of your writing for whatever it is that you're doing for them to be able to identify and say, oh, Brooke wrote this, okay, which is
right.
Your finest quality. It is also your Achilles heel because sometimes when you are trying to gather that, and you are in the process right now of gathering a very important book. I don't care how many books that you've written or whatever, but you are gathering information. And what I'm seeing here is that you're jotting and noting down things and observing and thinking about, and you may have even started it in terms of something else. But this has to do with removing the mass of defense, okay? And that's what the Harlequin, why they're showing me Harlequin mask. You see behind the mask, right? Sometimes it doesn't make you particularly popular, but most of the time you're spot and your journey this life, okay, is to take that gift and to reveal one's deepest fears, their feelings of inadequacies, their phoniness, okay, and to do it in a way that is comes from a place of soul family versus of exposure. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And,
oh,
and so she's got a lot of soul family.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So this is about you, too. You have a, I don't know, and I'm just going to say this, it's like, you have a fear of exposure, okay, meaning that, you know, you're very good at what you do, but there's this little ticking time bomb that you have that rolls around, and it's like, what if one day I woke up and it was all gone? Everything that I wrote was like somebody else is writing it, and I'm not really the one that's writing it, yeah? So this is the combination of your gift and the combination of your real gift, and that is that you're a ghostwriter?
Yes.
Okay.
Amongst other things, ghostwriter and editor.
Okay. They don't call it ghostwriting for nothing, all right?
Right.
Right. And a lot of your communication is a lot of the things that you write are not yours, okay? But it's a cooperative. It's something that you agreed to so that you would be able to touch all bases. If you take an author and they use their gifts, then they are very identifiable, okay? Your finest gift is that you blend so many spirit channelings into all your work that you're almost chameleon-like. And that's what you decided to do this time. Now, your ego gets involved in this and says, well, yeah, but where's the recognition? Okay, and part of the part of your recognition is going to be like they're showing me a blooming onion. Okay, late bloomer. Thank you. Okay, in terms of your recognition, this book that's rolling around like a marble, when you hit to be about 62, 63, somewhere around there, it's just going to come flooding out of you. You won't be able to write it fast enough. But not yet is what I'm hearing.
All right.
Well, go ahead.
Would you like to ask me something?
No, I was just thinking, I hope I have more than one personal book in me,
Oh, no.
I'm working on a memoir now.
I'm talking about the book. Okay.
Oh, the book. Okay.
The book. Okay. The book. Okay. I don't care how many other books that you write. They can be fabulous. But this book is going to have a profound effect on helping people to understand the illusions that they create for themselves in order to not face the truth about themselves.
Mm.
Deep.
Okay.
Deep. Very deep.
Oh.
And it's partially channeled and partially you. It's a co-creation.
Okay.
Well, You know what, Brooke? I mean, that wouldn't be your memoir. I mean, that wouldn't be what you're writing because, you know who's with me here. I mean, for some reason he showed up all the time. Yes.
Of course he's going to show up.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. What he said is Brooke can do anything she wants. She always has. I come all the time for her. I done did you wrong, girl. But I'm in it, but... What he says is, and then with the book, because he said the words were, I done did her wrong, Brooke. And then I don't know if that's, that's what he's saying to me. But then he said, and then he goes, when you were talking about the book, Susan, he goes, I'm in it. And then when you said, no, it's the book, he said, I'm not in it. So what I'm thinking, he is funny. He's very funny, and he's always with you. And I think he feels that it's really weird because I see him in the same outfit on the same thing. But he feels so remorseful, and they don't feel. He's happy over there, but he knows he's going to be with you, Brooke, because I think he's going to show up always in your life because I think he's one of those that was a major player who shouldn't have, he played a certain role for you, but the karmic links were there, but I think was really a major player and that you just didn't, you didn't know it. You knew what he was there for, but the major role he has in all of your lifetimes wasn't the one he played this time. So he wants you to know that he's always going to be there. You ain't getting rid of him is kind of what he's saying.
Oh, God, that scares me a little.
well, as long as you don't hear him and I do, you don't have anything to worry about.
Well, that's true.
But did you have anything else to ask Susan? Because, Susan, you could be, I'm going to turn around. I want Brooke to tell everybody what they do, but you could actually probably talk to Brooke.
I would like to know more about my intuitive abilities as far as helping other people with those.
Well, it has to do with
Susan.
Is she there?
Susan! No, do you believe something happened and she's not there? I'm going to look again and see. Maybe Susan. I'm sure she will call. We have had so many drop calls, but I don't see that she dropped her call. So, and I don't see her on the board anymore. We have had such bad energy, not bad, but just real lot of energy charges because of all the spirit growth that comes. So before we get to ask the question, because I know she is. She's calling on a different number. So here we go. Susan! Hi, baby.
Yes, she's back. Hi.
Go ahead.
Oh,
okay.
Susan's back.
Susan's back, so go ahead and ask her.
Wondering if writing is the best way that I can use the intuitive abilities that I have to help other people.
Oh, absolutely. That's why they were saying the book. Okay.
Okay.
They're comparing it to something that I did several years ago. I wrote this book, but I'm more of a storyteller. I am not a writer, say per se, like you. Okay. When I'm working on my second book, and when it's time for me to write my second book, then Spirit says, okay, sit down and write this. We're going to tell you what to write. And the same thing, I wrote children's stories, and I knocked them out in 6 weeks. I'm not even really a big kid person, right?
Mm-hmm.
But,
but neither am I, Susan.
Stories came pouring out of me, and they were called Fables from an Archangel, okay? And they were geared towards between 4 and 7 years old, which is where we imprint our major emotional self. And that's what they showed me, is the cover of those books. And that's what your writing will entail. It is a combination. It is a perfect blending of your spiritual gifts and your writing that will come to fruition in about 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
And it's effortlessly, seamless, absolutely seamless.
I am so happy for you, Brooke.
I look forward to that. Thank you. Thank you, Susan.
You're quite welcome. I have a
Susan.
Question for you. Go ahead.
Yes.
Well, Susan, why don't you stay on? I will introduce Brooke, let Brooke tell everybody what she does, and then if you want, you can talk to Brooke, because I'm sure Brooke would love to talk to you.
Actually, I'd like to have Brooke do a reading for me.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Susan.
Okay. Go for it. Go for it, Bonnie girl.
Guess what, everybody? Brooke, let me introduce you. I love Brooke. You heard me talk about her. She's an author. She's a ghostwriter. Her abilities as a energy reader, energy feeler, psychic, medium, everything you could think of, Brooke has. She won't tell you that. She's actually worked as a psychic, and she still, you know, does, of course, all of her psychic abilities. She is a Scorpio, the run deep girlfriend, and I love her very much, and she's been right on the money with me, so I know that she will help all of you, and I know we don't have a whole lot of time for her to do that, but I do want to tell you she's so interesting because Spirit came to her, and I'm not going to tell you the whole story because I'll let Brooke do it very quickly
Bonnie.
I know. Okay, fine. I won't do it. All right. But she did these necklaces. Oh, my. She was talking about it. And I'm going to let her just talk about her necklaces the next time. They're in the Museum of Art. People bought them. They've written her from all over the world. They don't even know her. They just had to tell her what happened when they wore these necklaces. Spirit told her when to make them. Spirit told her when to stop. So I'm not going to tell your story, Brooke, but I know you probably, you know, wouldn't get into this habit. But I then introduce you to Brooke Montford. So go ahead, Brooke. You go for it.
Well, Bonnie, I just have to say that I think that all of us have an ability to listen to the clues, the many clues that Spirit gives all of us along our journey, and to learn to listen and you know, get on the program.
Well,
I
you
think
know
we
what?
All have
I think
that
you,
ability.
I think you told me to listen because didn't you hear Susan her say listen more than what she was talking to me?
Bonnie, be quiet. Listen.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Brooke. Can you just tell
a little bit about me? Okay. I've been very open to consciousness on a lot of realms ever since I can remember, since I was a child. And I started remembering being other people my whole childhood while I was growing up, although I was raised Christian, and it wasn't until I found the concept of reincarnation that a lot of my own experiences started making sense. Do you know
wow.
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it was totally from that Eastern religion. But so I have always just been so interested and curious about, I think, reality and spirit and the idea of eternity, the eternal part of all of us, how that works together, how we all fit together. I think I've been an eternal student on it. I started doing readings when I was in high school. I got my first pack of tarot cards, which I still have the same deck. So, I've been curious. I've used a lot of different oracles. But at this point, I don't use oracles so much. I trust myself to be able to tune into the person I'm talking to.
Well, you have the person you're talking to sitting right with you. Well, not really sitting with you, but she's talking to you, and that's Susan. So
that's
you think you could let Susan go for it, girl? That or I'm going for it, so you better go for it first.
Okay, Susan,
well,
is there any... Hi.
Was there anything that you want to share with me? My main focus of... right now where my, in terms of my life is that, of course, I'm promoting my book and being of service, but trying to get moved out to San Francisco to be closer to family. And it's like spirit has been taking me here, there, do this, help this person, help this person, help this person. And I'm kind of asking myself, when is it going to be my time? I feel like that I'm an army nurse.
running around. A lot of that, Susan, is because of the huge amount of karma you decided you were going to take on in this incarnation.
You think?
you said, okay, I'm paying off everybody I owe. I'm
going to
get this at a flat place. And that's what I felt. And I felt that you came in with that such a fierce intention of that. I mean, I'm going to get, everything's going to be zero balance.
Square my debts.
Well, yes, all of your karmic obligations, even not necessarily, I'm not even not saying like they're all negative ones. But I felt like you really wanted to get as much as you could to a karmic zero balance.
Certainly feels
and
like
I,
that.
And I feel like on a soul level, that's what you feel that you need to do in order to go to your next level and yourself.
That makes sense. Totally.
And I also feel, Susan, like you're close to not needing to incarnate anymore.
Cool.
Well,
I like that,
Brooks. I want to, because we've all been together for so long, and she's my we've been through. Oh my goodness! And does that mean I'm not going to come back and reincarnate anymore? And I'm close to not doing that too.
No, because you want to be 15 the rest of your life,
no. Bonnie. You are too. Look at the Bonnie. You like it here so much that you would probably stay long past the point where you could leave just for the entertainment.
Right.
Susan's not like that. Susan's more like, let me move on to the next realm, But
you're going to leave me behind.
Susan,
you
were asking about San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
and I kept getting September of this year.
Excellent.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, no, that's what I've been getting too, and what my friends have been saying, you know, because it's like, oh, please don't let me, you know, stay here and become spinster sisters, you know, and for the rest of my life. It's like, get me out to San Francisco. And that's pretty much what everyone is saying, that I have one last contract to fill, and that would be with my sister, and then once that's done, then it's move on.
Ah, then you've reached that point. Well, there's that. I really feel such an urgency. The energy around it has urgency, like your soul knows how close you are.
Yes.
I just can't wait to get it. Oh, I'm so close. It's like if you're in a race and you're in the last lap and you can see the finish line.
Oh, you are so spot on. I mean, it's like...
Oh, I told you. It's scary.
Oh, my God, yes. You are so... It's like I have completed some karmic contracts in the last couple of years that I was just checking off a list, and I know, I feel it with every fiber of my being that my sister is the last one. And it's like, you know, thank God. Now I can start really in living, you know?
Susan, I mean, if that isn't...
a little scared by that big possibility, that big openness.
Yeah,
like, what next?
Really, that's exactly what I've been feeling. That's fabulous. That's great. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Well, Susan, I'm muting you, but you're not leaving, so I'm muting you. Okay, or I'll leave you on, actually. I can leave you on, and we'll go to the next one, so you can chat it. I am going to take a caller. I'm going to take a 719. They have been waiting forever. Hi, 719. This is Bonnie, Susan, and Brooke. How are you today?
Hi. Actually, are you not doing Susan any longer? Because that's who I called specifically to talk to. This is Julie in the chat room.
Oh, well, you know what? I am so sorry. Susan will be on. I'll take you first thing tomorrow, because when we do Brooke, we like people that – you can ask Brooke a question, and we'll take you tomorrow first thing, because I have your number. And if you'll call back tomorrow at 1, I will take you as first.
Okay, thanks. Well, actually, she was talking about, you know, the end of the life cycle, so I would like to ask about that, if this is my last time around.
Can we have your name?
I'm sorry. I thought I said Julia. Sorry about that, Bonnie.
Julia, I'm so sorry, Julia. I didn't write it down, because sometimes I can't hear with that many people talking, and it's not you talking; it's in my ear. So, Brooke, do you have any words for Julia?
Yes, Julia. It's your heavy heart that makes you want to be at the end of your journey. With that question. That I feel like you've done a lot of spiritual work in this life, but I also feel like you want to stop incarnating because you're so tired of the struggles that this life has been for you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, Julia.
Wasn't
I know. There
can
be
something like that. Sorry.
Oh. I'm so sorry. I know that we can get so exhausted, you know, when we have lifetimes that have been arduous and, you know, relationships that have come and fallen away and having our hopes rise only to be fallen again. And Spirit saying, Spirit, I'm getting this pink, lovely pink energy around you, like to know that you're loved, and that's probably what you need more than anything else right now, is to know that you're loved and that Spirit is with you. Bonnie, maybe you can get more specifically, because you see the individual spirits that come up for people.
Yeah, you know what, Julia, I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to take you first tomorrow, but I've got to tell you that It's like you've written this, and now I'm going to go into Susan's realm here, Susan. It's kind of like you've written so much hardship in that it's like you've written it in to break you, but you didn't realize when you came here that you can do it. And I've got the feeling that you're a whole lot stronger than anybody really knows, Julia. I can feel it because Spirit's telling me this. And that the people standing around you aren't just regular spirits. You've got angels standing with you. Ah, oh my goodness. And you've got some ascended master energy standing there with you. And they are with you because you've written this journey for your life. And what I'm hearing is constantly I'm hearing, you can do it. You can do it. Now, I don't know if there's a spirit on the other side that used to tell you that. I have a male spirit here. And he's saying, and he's not calling you Julia. You've got another name, Julie, or Julie could do it. And I'm not quite sure. He looks like he's not real tall. He's a little shorter, and he's a little stocky. And what he's saying is, I love her so much. Doesn't she know we love her so much? So I don't know if somebody passed before their time. But, yeah, I do feel, Julia, that they're keep saying to me, we want you to move on. And it's something that you're not doing because you've apparently the love bond, and that's why we see the pink. Goes both ways. So he's saying that you can't go on like this. That the spirit is saying that you aren't supposed to go on like this. That you have too much love in you, Julia. I'm talking from spirit. It's not me talking. And he's saying that he's very fretful about what's going on with you, and he's saying that he knows you can never get over this. And he's almost taking your heart and putting it on a shelf. So I'm assuming that you haven't let that you decided that that's where your heart's going to be. And what he's saying to me is this. You got to get it back, Julie girl, because there's more to come. So I don't know how old you are, and that Susan will get in but this hardship that you wrote in is to teach you something. But he can't come to you. He said so much because of the sorrow that you feel. Do you feel him around you?
Yeah. Excuse me. I'm pretty sure it's my Uncle Bill. He was basically like a father figure to me. So
yeah. Yeah. Do you feel him around? Do you feel him around you?
No, but I oftentimes just, send out thoughts. I love you and miss you. So.
Right. Well, he gets them, but what he's saying is he can't come to you in sorrow. So what he wants you to do, and I see his face in angst. We can't ever get over lost ones. I don't believe when people say, I'll get over it. You can't. You miss them. But you've got to really believe that when spirit leaves here, it's their birthday, not their death day. So, where we grieve, they're happy. And if you can just get to a place where you know he's with you and he can actually talk to you, but he can't come with this kind of grief. So what he's telling you is that you can't when you mourn for him, you're keeping others out. So I everybody please stay on because we'll take the last two callers. So if when it goes off the air, we will take you if Brooke can stay. But anyway, Julie, if you call tomorrow, I will absolutely take you first. I have your number down. So call at 1 o'clock tomorrow, and Susan will open your Akashic records. Okay.
Okay. Thanks so much, and I apologize. Right. Totally didn't mean to fall apart like this.
Oh, no. Wow. We love you. Know
oh,
what?
It's okay. It's all right.
Yes, please.
As long as you know that those your soul family and spirit and guides are all around you always.
Thank you. You're
not alone.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Thank you all. Thank you for taking my call, Bonnie.
We'll hear from you tomorrow, Julia. Please call back.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Okay, I am going to take the last caller, and that is 916. 916, you're going to be on with Brooke. Hi, this is Bonnie.
Oh, yippee. I called before the show, but I got dropped, so I'm just so glad that you finally got to me.
What is your name?
I'm Diana. I don't believe I've talked to you before unless I've talked to you all separately. This is the first time I've seen your show, and it was off to the side of my Facebook. Somebody recommended your show was coming on, and I think it must have been Amy. So here I am, first-time caller. And
we love you, Diana.
I was writing your name, Diana, and I got a little heart over for the I. I don't do that sort of thing normally. Are you in love?
Aww.
Diana?
Did you ask me if I was in love?
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay, because it kind of blipped. But you said you wrote a heart over the I. Isn't that great? Well, I have a picture of my soulmate, and we have angel wings, and it's on my rainbow. But I haven't met him yet, but I'm pretty sure he's in the field.
Okay. Well, he might be really close. I'm thinking very close.
Go ahead and take her,
Brooke, though, about that. Since you brought it up, we'll go that route. I was in California for 2.2 years, light working. I had left everything to be in touch with the universe and do the work, and I did. And then, so I always believed when people said that your soulmate, the guy, is there, because I've done all my work. And anyway, most of my work, I would say. So I believed he was in California. And then all of a sudden, I had to come back to Fort Myers, Florida, way to Fort Myers, Florida, for a sick relative. Now I'm wondering, am I going back to California or staying here? Is he here? I mean, because I'm here now, and I don't have a car anymore. So maybe that phase of my life where I wrote, like, three books is over, and I got to put my books out, that's for sure. But are you there?
Yes, I am. I get California. That you'll be going back to California.
I will?
Yeah.
Well, got to have money in a vehicle before I do that again. I mean, at the end of my journey, the last 6 months of my journey, I was driving a car that was not drivable, and I was only driving it like 4 miles at a time to park it where it was going to be all day and then 4 miles back to where I had to go to sleep at night. And it was kind of like I had just gotten over all my fears, and I knew everything was right there, right then. But I came to visit an aunt, and she rejected me, so she doesn't live there anymore. So I really, in my heart, don't feel like I need to go back there because it was very difficult living there. Here I'm doing my dream. I'm helping someone heal themselves, and it's my daughter. She was near death. So I got pulled back to Fort Myers, Florida, Lehigh area, where I had lived like 16 to 19 years, totally unexpected. People actually got the money together for me to get here. Isn't that wonderful that people will come through for you in a time of a tragedy? I just want to praise North Natoma, Sacramento area. I just want to thank them so much for getting me here. But I'm here, and it may be a little while, but I don't know. You know, it's like, I don't know if the man is here or if the man is back where I was. If it was California, it would have to be probably Mount Shasta. What do you think about that?
I see you going to California for a reason that's completely unrelated to any relatives. I see back there for some sort of either work or study.
Mm-hmm.
And that you will meet this, your partner, through that, through your interest, commonly shared interest.
Well, that's what I thought happened. I thought that happened, and then it just didn't turn out. that he was even interested in me, because the day that I said goodbye to everybody, I'm going back to Mount Shasta, I met this person through a meetup who runs meetups, and I was sure I was going to be working with him. But he's got someone half his age. And I'm 59.
Yes, not good.
And he's probably 62. So they're doing the, and I spent my whole time in California bringing down the energies, starting with Sedona at 11-11. And then getting through Phoenix, and then I-10 over to Ventura. I went up the coast for a year and a half just bringing in the Lemurian Atlantean energies with my tuning forks. I mean, this is now that I'm out of there, this is like the funniest show on the road. I'm going to love reading my book because I actually didn't have any fear to just travel alone in an old car. Light working.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
you know,
so you're the one who brought up the man, so that's why I stuck with it. But that wasn't my question, but whoever says go.
You know what? Go ahead and ask the question. We have one more caller, but I've got to tell you something. I feel the same way. I see that wherever you're going to need him, you're going to fly to. I don't know how you're going to get the money. I don't know whether it's going to be from a book sale or that you're going to self-publish or you're going to get the money. Whatever you're going to do, you're not using a rickety old car, so you're going to get there, and we're not going to have to worry about you with gas. So I do see that you're going to fly wherever you're going. So I do see you. This first thing that came to my mind was a plane. So that old saying, planes, trains, and automobiles. You go for it. So go ahead and ask real quick if you have one more question.
I'll just keep on believing. Then I'll draw an airplane on my rainbow. You can go to the
Absolutely.
Next person, because I just feel the spirit move. Oh, unless, is the person who does, can read people on the other side there? Because there's so many people around me, and I know they're saying, I can speak.
Yes. I can do that, but I'm going to tell you, you've got about, they're standing behind, they're waiting. So what they're doing is they're waiting for you. They say they don't need me, that you can hear them. Is that true?
Not clearly. All I know is that they're there. You know, I hear things by finding things. Finding rocks, finding trees, and, that kind of stuff. I want to hear words.
It looks like no, they say they know that they talk to you, but it doesn't mean that you hear them. You know they're there. So when they don't have to give messages, because you're getting the messages, is what they're telling me. And it's about three or four of them, actually. So I do see them standing there, and I see a couple. I see a female with three males. So I don't know who you have deceased or departed, but they all seem happy, and they're pretty jovial people. They're not, I see a lot of fun that they're having, and they're saying, they're laughing, and they're saying that the clues that they leave for you are like an Easter egg hunt. I don't know what that means. But
oh, yeah, they think it's fun.
Yeah, so they're showing me.
They have been doing this
to
me for a couple of years now. They think it's fun.
Well, you know what they're saying? Oh, my goodness, I have them here. What they're saying is open your ears. They won't have to leave those clues is what they're saying. So I don't know if you can get a message from that, and they're laughing. You're not having serious.
Well, I'll get some ear candles and see if we can do that.
I love that. Well, just go talk to them, light a white candle, look in the mirror, and see if they come to you. But I am going to have to get to the next person. And, hey, have a great day, and we love you very much. Call us back.
Okay, thank you. I'm so glad I found you.
We're so glad you did. Brooke? Hello? Okay, wait, let me see. Brooke?
Oh, now you got it. Now you got it.
I got you.
Bonnie?
Okay, and up. Yes, Brooke?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, baby. So I know this is kind of through. We threw you into like I wanted to go so much into your background and everything that you do. You see what we've got. We've got a lot of artists. We've got a lot of authors. We have a lot of mediums that call. And we are just so happy, 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 happy to have you. And I'm going to tell you that if you want to come back, Brooke, because I had a whole board full of people and I don't have any more time left, that you would come back and visit us. Will you do that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, I love that. Can you tell anybody how to get a hold of you if they would like to get a hold of you?
My email is probably the best way. And that is A as in apple, B as in boy, Monfort, M-O-N, F as in Frank, O-R, T as in Tom, at Yahoo.
That's perfect. And if anybody wants to get a hold of Brooke, if they want to ask her anything, she does have a business, and she is a fabulous, fabulous psychic medium energy worker. So please, and she does a lot more than that. I'm not even going to be able to go into it because otherwise I'd spend the next half an hour telling you all about Brooke. So we're going to have Brooke back, and I thank you. I love you, and you know my heart, my soul, everything loves you, and thanks, Brooke. I so appreciate it.
Ooh, I love you so much, Bonnie. And it's always wonderful. I love to listen to your show, and it was fun to be part of it. So thanks.
Thank you so much. We love you. And I just want to shout out to everybody out there. Love is in the airwaves. Join us tomorrow. We have great guests always on Monday right now. And tomorrow is Susan Z. Rich, who we will be opening the Akashic Records again. And Brooke, we hope you join us there too. We love you, girlfriend, and have a nice day.